ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुष उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुर श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्वा नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 Chapter is entitled Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, text number 17. Madrik prapanna pasupasa vimakshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namo lalaya सांसेन सर्वतनुभिन् मनसि प्रतीत प्रत्यग दिशे भगवते बृहते नमस्ते। माद्रिक लाइक मी प्रपन्य सरेंडर्ड पशु एन एनिमल Pasa, from entanglement. Vimakshanaya, unto he who releases. Muktaya, unto the Supreme, who is untouched by the contamination of material nature. Bhuri Karunaya, who are unlimitedly merciful. Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Alaya, who are never inattentive or idle. for the purpose of my deliverance. Sa angsena, by your partial feature as Paramatma. Sarva, of all. Tanu Bhrid, the living entities embodied in material nature. Manasi, in the mind. Pratita, who are acknowledged. Pratak Drise, as the direct observer of all activities. Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brihate, who are unlimited. Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Te, unto you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Since an animal such as I has surrendered unto you, who are supremely liberated, certainly you will release me from this dangerous position. Indeed, being extremely merciful, you incessantly try to deliver me. By your partial feature as Paramatma, you are situated in the hearts of all embodied beings. You are celebrated as direct transcendental knowledge, and you are unlimited. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Since an animal such as I has surrendered unto you, who are supremely liberated, certainly you will release me from this dangerous position. Indeed, being extremely merciful, you incessantly try to deliver me. By your partial feature as Paramatma, you are situated in the hearts of all embodied beings. You are celebrated as direct transcendental knowledge, and you are unlimited. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The words Brihate means Brihate Namaste have been explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Brihate Sri Krishnaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. There are many tattvas such as Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva and Shakti Tattva. But above everything is the Vishnu Tattva, which is all-pervading. This all-pervading feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is explained in Bhagavad Gita, wherein the Lord says, Athoba bahu naitevo kim gyatevo tabarjuna visat baham idam kistram ekangshena sthita jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Thus Krishna says that the entire material world is maintained by His partial representation as Paramatma. The Lord enters every universe as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and then expands Himself as Kshiradakshaya Vishnu to enter the hearts of all living entities and even enter the atoms. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. Every universe is full of atoms, and the Lord is not only within the universe but also within the atoms. Thus, within every atom, the Supreme Lord exists in His Vishnu feature as Paramatma. But all the Vishnu tattvas emanate from Krishna. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Adi Vihir Devanam. Krishna is the Adi or beginning of the Devas of this material world. Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. Therefore, He is described here as Bhagavate Brihate. Everyone is Bhagavan. Everyone possesses opulence. But Krishna is Brihan Bhagavan, the possessor of unlimited opulence. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everyone. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara come from Krishna. Matta Parantara Nannat Kinti Dasti Dhananjaya. There is no personality superior to Krishna. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Bhagavate Brihate means unto Sri Krishna. In this material world, everyone is a Pashu or animal. because of the bodily conception of life. Jasatma buddhir kunapetri dhatuke swadhi kalatradishu bhoma ijjadhi jat tirtha buddhi solilena korichit ganeshu avigyeshu saeva gokharaha. A human being who identifies a body made of three elements as the self, who considers the byproducts of the body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of his birth to be worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to bathe rather than to meet men of transcendental knowledge there, is to be considered like a cow or an ass. Practically everyone, therefore, is a pashu, an animal, and everyone is attacked by the crocodile of material existence. Not only the king of the elephants, but every one of us is being attacked by the crocodile and is suffering the consequences. Only Krishna can deliver us from this material existence. Indeed, he is always trying to deliver us. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayesu arjuna tishtati. He is within our hearts and is not at all inattentive. His only aim is to deliver us from material life. It is not that he becomes attentive to us only when we offer prayers to him. Even before we offer our prayers, he incessantly tries to deliver us. He is never lazy in regard to our deliverance. Therefore, this verse says, Bhuri Karunayo Namo Layayo. It is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord that he always tries to bring us back home, back to Godhead. God is liberated and he tries to make us liberated. But although he is constantly trying, we refuse to accept his instruction. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Nonetheless, he has not become angry. Therefore, he is described here as Bhuri Karunaya, unlimitedly merciful in delivering us from this miserable material condition of life and taking us back home, back to Godhead. Mukam karati vachalam pangul langhayate giring jat kripata maham vande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya isharam. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for morning Bhagavatam class. This is a very important section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Although every section is important, but this section is especially important because Gajendra's prayer is very much emphasized by our previous Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So previous to this chapter, the whole incident happened that Gajendra was attacked by a crocodile and he tried to rescue himself from this attack. His relatives, means his wife, children, they also tried, but none of them was successful. And Gajendra realized that nobody can help him except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he started offering prayers. And how come a Gajendra can offer prayers? That is also very interesting. The devotional service is not limited by time and is also not limited by any species of life. So in his past life, Gajendra was Indradumna and he used to recite different kinds of prayers. And that is the glory of devotional service. Sometimes we think, oh, we have heard so many things, we have read so many things, we learned so many things, but we forgot. But Krishna does not forget. Our memory may not be able to remember that, but Krishna is telling, I am the source of remembrance. So when there is a great need, Krishna helps us by remembering these prayers. So now he is in a great danger of death. And Krishna helped him to remember. And Gajendra started his prayers. So prayer is one of the 9 processes of devotional service, bandhanam. From the sections of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can learn how to pray, what to pray. So generally, there are 4 aspects of prayer. There can be many aspects. So first aspect is, when we start our prayers, we should glorify the Lord. Glorification of the Supreme. Second aspect is asking for forgiveness. Third aspect, accepting our sinful position. And fourth one is asking benediction or boon from the Supreme. So these are the 4 aspects of prayer. So first verse of Sikhastakam glorifies the holy name. Second verse reveals that we are not interested in the holy name and begging forgiveness from the Lord. Third verse reveals the humble position, Trinadapi Sunichana. And the fourth verse reveals what we should ask from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang bhajagadisha kamaye mama janmane janmane sare bhavatad bhakti rahaitukitoi. It's very very important to know what to pray. Otherwise will be in problem. If Krishna comes in front of us now, it can happen. And start asking what you want. So we'll have our own list. But if that list is spoken to the Lord, then there is a great loss. So therefore, our previous acharyas, the great devotees, they have taught us what to pray to the Supreme. Very, very important. And what to ask. And Mahaprabhu is teaching us what to ask for. Very simple. We should not ask anything material. We should ask spiritual. And what is spiritual in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara? Love of Godhead. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said the goal of all life is to get love of Godhead. So when Krishna comes, or when we pray to the Lord, we should only ask pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing else. And Mahaprabhu's associates also prayed very intensely in front of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asks Haridas that please ask something. He is forcing. We force Lord but to give something, but pure devotees are forced by the Lord. It's the difference between practicing devotee or materialistic devotee and pure devotee. So we ask so many things from the Lord. Give this, give that. But a pure devotee never asks anything from the Lord. Rather, Lord has to force him to ask something. So Mahaprabhu was forcing Haridas Thakur, please ask something. So Haridas, what to do? Mahaprabhu is forcing again and again, again and again. And he said, my dear Lord, I don't mind taking birth again. But please benedict me so that I can take birth in the form of an insect or a dog in the house of a Vaishnava. So that is the very high level of consciousness. Because they know that only by the association of devotees we can attend pure devotional service. When Dhruva Maharaj also saw Krishna face to face, he said, please benedict me so that I can chant your glories in the association of the Lord, in the association of the devotees. So chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the association of devotees is the ultimate perfection of our life. That is Vaikuntha planet. What is Vaikuntha planet? What is spiritual world? Is the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the association of devotees. That's why Krishna also says, Naham tishtami Vaikunthe yoginam hidayeshuva tatra tishtami narada jatra gayanti madbhakta. So Krishna is telling, I don't reside in Vaikuntha planet. I don't reside in the heart of a yogi, but I reside in those places where my devotees glorify me. So glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the perfection of life. So therefore we should beg that kind of benediction when we pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I was recently hearing an interesting aspect of prayer. We have five fingers, and prayer should be connected with these five fingers. So this is thumb, that represents near and dear ones. The index fingers represent the teacher. The middle finger is the longest finger, that represents the head of the society. The ring fingers represents the weakest section of the society. And the small fingers represents us. So first we should pray for our near and dear ones, beloved ones. Second, we should pray for our teachers, guru, whoever helping us in our spiritual life. Then head of the society, we should pray for them. Then there are weaker sections of the society also, having a lot of trouble in life, we should pray for them. And at the end, we should pray for ourselves. But we start with the, we should start from ourselves. Because we have a very selfish attitude. And that comes into the picture when we come in front of the Lord also. When we start praying, whoever comes into my mind? Me. So that's not so good standard of prayer. A devotee means who thinks of others' welfare. How others will be happy. That is the spiritual nature. And in this material world, we are always thinking how we will be happy. And when we think like that, we cannot be happy. So as long as we think how we will be happy, we can never be happy. And when we start thinking, it's called paradigm shift from me to you. So when we start thinking that how others will be happy, that is called the spiritual nature of the soul. And when we start thinking how to make others happy, then we start experiencing happiness in our life. That is the secret of happiness, how to make others happy. So when we pray also, we should pray for others. And when we pray for others, automatically I am included. We don't have to ask for ourselves. Because Krishna knows what we need. So therefore there is no need to pray for ourselves. So these are the aspects of prayer. And when we pray, we should pray very intensely. Just like Prabhupada says, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, this is also prayer. So it should be like a crying of a baby, crying for the help of his mother. So how we are feeling when we are chanting? That mood is very, very important. Dependence, mood of dependence. So when that will be there, then Prabhupada said we should cry for Krishna. That should be the mood. And even if we cannot cry, we should cry that I am not able to cry. And even if you cannot do that, then you also said, I am not able to cry, and I am also praying for crying, I am not able to do that, then cry. So ultimately we have to cry, otherwise it is very difficult. It's not a cry, external cry. It's the crying of the heart. It's not like crocodile tears. It should be the genuine tears from the heart. So, Draupadi was also in difficulty. That's why pure devotees, they ask for difficulty, because when we are in difficulty, we become sincere. An easy time, we don't become sincere. Complacency takes us down. Difficulty takes us up. So difficulty is very, very important in spiritual life. And Draupadi was in great difficulty. And nobody could help her. And she started praying to the Supreme Lord, Krishna. My dear Krishna, my dear Govinda, please help me. I am in a very dangerous situation. So Krishna was in Dwaraka with Rukmini Devi. And Rukmini Devi said, my dear Lord, Your devotee, she is in great distress, please help her. Krishna said, okay, I like to go, but I am thinking how to go. So it's happening in Hastinapur, he's in Dwaraka, it's a long distance, how can I go? He said, come on, my dear Lord, you have your Garuda. He said, no, Garuda, I don't have trust in Garuda. Why? Garuda is very slow. Very slow. So Garuda runs in a very high speed. He said, how? So when Gajendra was in difficulty, so I was trying to go fast. And Garuda was flying, but I was telling Garuda, go faster. But every vehicle has a speed limit, no? So he had the highest limit of speed. But Krishna was not happy. And Garuda was trying to go faster and he fainted. And Krishna said, I had to carry Garuda on my shoulder. So that's why I don't want to try this time. So he was actually doing some jokes with Rukmini Devi. So after some time, Krishna disappeared. And after some time, he came back. So Rukmini Devi asked, where did you go? He said, I went to Hastinapur to help Draupadi. He said, you are asking me how to go. He said, no, I was just passing time with you. He said, why? He said, I was waiting for Draupadi to fully surrender unto me. And as soon as she surrendered completely and asking for my help, and she cried in desperation, so that tear is the fastest medium by which I can reach my devotee immediately. So this is the power of prayer. When we sincerely pray, Krishna is there immediately. But we have to pray the way Draupadi prayed. We should pray the way Gajendra prayed. But how we pray generally, actually not all of you, at least me, is a mechanical prayer. Just like sometimes a child cries also. Why? He wants to get something from mother. And mother knows also, gives him some toys, chocolate. So when we also pray, dhanang, so Krishna gives some money, we are happy. Krishna is also, said, okay, you are happy with the money. But when na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, va jagadisha kamaye, and when Krishna sees he doesn't want anything. So when devotee does not want anything, then Krishna has nothing to give. So Krishna gives himself. So that is the essence of prayer. So in the purport, three section of the purport. First section, Srila Prabhupada talks about the supreme position of Krishna. Second section of the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about our miserable condition in this material world. And the third section of the purport, Prabhupada talks about Krishna can only deliver us, nobody else. So we'll talk about these three aspects of the purport. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Krishna is not God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I think Prabhupada is the founder of this word also. This sentence, no? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. We only knew about God, but Prabhupada introduced a higher concept of God. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all gods. And here example is given that out of three tattvas, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar, Krishna is also source of them. And he is also the source of all demigods, Ahaṁ ādibhi devānāṁ. So there is a doubt that who is greater, Brahma, Vishnu or Maheshwar? And people in India always ask this question. And Srimad Bhagavatam, I think 89th chapter, very clearly explains who is greater amongst these three personalities. And Bhrigu Muni was given responsibility to test or check who is greater. All of you know that, but it's nice to remember. So Bhrigu Muni devised a plan, a very interesting plan, how to check the personality. And Prabhupada at the end, he is giving a very nice statement about the greatness of a person. So Bhrigumuni went first to Brahma, his father, and he decided that I will offend these three personalities and will see the reaction. So he decided that he will offend Brahma from the mind, he will offend Shiva by words, and he will offend Vishnu by physical attack. So that was the plan. And he wanted to see what is the reaction of these three personalities. So first he went to Brahma and he did not offer any respect. Did not offer obeisances, did not offer any prayers. And for a son or disciple in front of the father or spiritual master, we should offer respects. He did not do that. And Brahma became very angry. Very angry. And he wanted to curse him. He wanted to do something. But he controlled his anger. It's all happening in a mental level. So Bhrigu did mentally, also Brahma also reacted mentally and controlled also. And Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that although Brahma became angry, but by his higher intelligence he could control the anger. So that was the level of Brahma. But he became angry, he reacted. Then he went to Shiva, Kailash. So Shiva was very happy to see Bhrigu because brother, he wanted to embrace Bhrigu. So Bhrigu said, don't touch me, you are very inauspicious, unclean person. You put ash on your body, you are very unclean, don't touch me and contaminate me. As soon as he said that, Lord Shiva became very angry. And he wanted to kill him. So Parvati intervened and subdued the anger of Lord Shiva, and Bhrigu left the place. So he went to Vishnu. Vishnu was lying down. Lakshmiji was massaging his lotus feet. So he entered and just kicked by his foot on the chest of Vishnu. No talk, immediately. And Lakshmi was very upset. But she did not say anything. But she was very upset, and Bhrigu was a Brahmana, and Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that because Lakshmiji was not so happy with the Brahmana, and after this incident, the Brahmanas became very poor. Because Lakshmi is not happy with the Brahmanas. But what was the reaction of Vishnu? He said, oh, you are Brahmana, then you have come in this Vaikuntha planet. So by your presence, Vaikuntha planet has become purified. Then he wet this lotus feet. He said that the water from the lotus feet purifies this place. And he said, please forgive me. I could not welcome you properly. And your lotus feet is very soft, like lotus. And my chest is very hard, like thunderbolt. Please forgive me that if you got some hurt at your lotus feet. That was the reaction of Vishnu. And Bhrigumuni understood who is superior. And Prabhupada writes a very remarkable statement. One's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. Very interesting statement of a great person. We always think who is great, who has achieved something. Who has achieved something, he is great. But Prabhupada is giving a very, very deep meaning of a great person. He said, one's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. Many great people become victimized by the provoking situations. So real great person is not provoked because he can tolerate. So tolerance is a very important quality of a great devotee. So Vishnu tolerated the insult and he did not react. That is the quality of a great person. As soon as you react, we become part of the problem. So when we tolerate, then that gives the foundation of liberation. So I always explain that there are four levels of devotees. The first level of devotee, what they do, they praise the Lord when they are having good time. Thank Lord because something good is happening. After started chanting, maybe those who are doing jobs, promotion took place, salary increased, got a good partner in life, good car, good house. Oh, Lord is very merciful. Things are happening in my life. So these things do not continue for long because life is not like that. So then after some time, bad time comes, you lose the job, maybe separation, maybe something wrong with the son, daughter, then we start blaming the Lord. He said, many are doing happy life without Krishna consciousness, but we are practicing devotee, practicing Krishna consciousness, but our life is in difficulty. Why is that? So we blame God. So that is the first level. When good time comes, we thank God. When bad time comes, we blame God. There's a very low level of Krishna consciousness. Then we go to the second level, where devotee become equipoised both with happiness and distress. Matras parsvastu kanteya sitasna sukadukhada agamapayana anittas tangtitiksasya bharata. He become equipoised. And how he become equipoised? Because he knows the non-permanent nature of this material world. So when good time comes, he does not become very jubilant because he knows this will not stay long. And as soon as bad time comes, he does not become depressed. He also knows that this will also not stay long. Because he knows this happiness, distress is like a cycle of time, just like winter and summer season. So they don't become disturbed by this. Rather, they tolerate it. Because there is no other choice than to tolerate the opposing situations, dualities of this material world. And that is the platform of liberation. Though in the first level, devotees stay in this material world only, because that is a material conditioning. Being happy in the good situation and blaming God in bad situation. But when you become equipoised, that is called Brahmabhuta platform. So that takes us to the third level of devotional service, where not only we tolerate the provoking situations, bad situation, challenging situation, difficulties in life, we thank God. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, who is eligible to enter into Vaikuntha planet? When a person is able to thank the Supreme Personality of Godhead during the time of difficulty, thank God for giving me the difficulty in my life. So that is the level we should achieve to enter into the Vaikuntha planet. So first level, the level of the material world. Second level was the level of liberation. Third level is entering into Vaikuntha planet. The fourth level is the level of Kunti Devi, where she is not only tolerating, she is not only thanking, she is praying to the Lord, my dear Lord, please give the difficulties again and again. That is the topmost level of devotional service, and when we achieve that level, we are eligible to enter into Goloka Vrindavan. So that these are the four levels of devotional service, and when we achieve the fourth level, that is the perfection of our life, and Kunti Devi, by her prayers, exhibited that level, and we should pray to her that one day maybe we can achieve that level of devotional service. So this is the position of Krishna. Rather, by this episode, the supremacy of Vishnu has been established, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself established the position of Krishna. And he was talking to Venkata Bhatta. He said, Venkata Bhatta, who is your worshipable Lord? Venkata Bhatta said, my Lord is Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. He said, Lakshmi is a chaste lady. So why, being a chaste lady, having a husband, she wanted to dance with Krishna in Rasleela? How is that? Chaste lady attracted to another man? Jokingly, yes. Because he is from Sri Sampradaya. So Venkata Bhatta said that Krishna and Vishnu is the same. What's the problem if Lakshmi is attracted to Krishna? There's no problem because Krishna and Vishnu is the same. So Mahaprabhu said it's a very good logic. If Krishna and Vishnu is the same, then when gopis were searching for Krishna, when Krishna left Rasalila and Krishna appeared in the form of Narayan, and when the gopis saw the form of Narayan, they are not attracted to Narayan. They just ask Narayan, can you tell us where is Krishna? If Krishna and Narayan is the same, then why gopis are not attracted to Narayan? But Lakshmi, she is the husband, she is the wife of Narayan, then why she is attracted to Krishna? And even after doing so much austerity, why she is not still allowed to enter into Rasalila? Can you explain? So in that way, Mahaprabhu established the supreme position of Krishna. But although Prabhupada has cautioned us, we should not try to differentiate between Vishnu and Krishna. They are the same supreme personality of Godhead, but it's called Rasabhed. It's a difference in mellow. They are all complete. And Krishna is also complete, supreme personality of Godhead. Even Krishna is complete in Dwaraka, more complete in Mathura, most complete in Vrindavan. And same Krishna is also complete in Sakharas, more complete in Vatsalaras, and most complete in Madhurjaras. Same Krishna, but there is a level according to the mellows. So we have to be very, very careful not to differentiate. At the same time, as Gauriya Vaishnava, we should also know the super excellent position of Krishna in Vrindavan, because Mahaprabhu has taught us, Araddha Bhagavan Bhajasata Nayata Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramma Kachitupasana Brajavadu Vargana Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Malam Premapumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matavidam Tatradharana Paraha. Mahaprabhu has very clearly stated that our worshipable Lord is Brajananandan Krishna, Krishna in Vrindavan. And which Krishna? Who is worshipped by the gopis of Vrindavan. So that is our worshipable Lord. And Prabhupada is trying to establish that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And we are in a difficult position, in a miserable condition. And Prabhupada is telling, who will be in miserable condition? Who is conditioned by the bodily concept of life. He is telling not only the elephant, we are all like elephant if we are identifying ourselves with the body. Bodily concept of life is the root cause of our suffering. So when we'll have our bodily concept, we are attacked by the crocodile, and crocodile represents material existence. So I'll take little time to explain. So I can take 5 more minutes. So it's explained that a man was running in a forest and he saw a monster chasing him. And out of fear, he changed his course, his direction, and he ran in other direction. And he saw another monster is chasing him. Then he changed the direction again. And he was running in another direction, he saw another monster chasing him. So 3 monsters from 3 different directions, he was very scared and running, and he fell into a well. And when he fell into the well, he saw that at the bottom of the well there is a python. And what he did, he grabbed some of the branches of the tree and hanging. And while he was hanging, he saw that one white mice and one black mice is cutting the branches of the tree. So this is the situation. So at the top of the well, there are 3 monsters waiting for him. At the bottom of the well, one python is waiting for him. And he was holding the branches, one black mice and one white mice is cutting the branches. That was his situation. But in the meantime, there was something interesting happening. So there is a beehive, and from the beehive, the honey was falling, dropping. And somehow or other, the honey was dropping at his mouth. And the fresh honey, it was very tasty. And he started tasting the honey. And while he was tasting the honey, and he got so much attracted by the honey, he completely forgot. There are 3 monsters above, one python down, and one black and one white mice cutting the branches of the tree. So that man represents all of us in this material world. So we are also in the jungle of the material existence. And 3 monsters represents Adi Bhautika, Adi Doibika, Adi Atmika classes. Misery is caused by body and mind. Misery is caused by other living entities. And misery is caused by natural disaster by demigods. So we all have to face these difficulties in this material condition of life. So these are three monsters. Python represents death. Death is waiting. And in between something is happening. We are holding the branches of the tree, which is like day and night, the kala, time. So black mice represents night, white mice represents day. So one day and one night passing away, we are coming closer to the python, which is representing death. So this is our situation. But in all these things, one other interesting thing has been arranged by Krishna, honey. So the honey is very interesting part. And what is that honey? Material enjoyment. Money is sweeter than honey. So you get money and you get all the facilities to enjoy. Right? Good cars, upgradation of the cars, good houses, upgradation of the houses, then good life partner, good food, good this, good that, all material enjoyments. And we forget that three monsters are waiting. Python is waiting and mices are cutting. So we forget that. So what is the hope? So we are sleeping souls. Mahaprabhu is telling, Jiv Jago. Jiv Jago. Gora Chando Bole. We are all sleeping souls. Sleeping does not mean at night. Material existence, bodily conception of life is like sleeping condition. So when we sleep, nothing can help. Only words can help. We have to hear, because that time also we can hear. Other senses are inactive. But the ears can hear. So hearing is the beginning of our transcendence. So hearing from right source is very, very important. That's why Krishna has given two ears and one mouth. Mouth should be closed, ear should be open, right? But in Kali Yuga, we always close the ear and open the mouth. We like to talk. But spirituality means talk less, hear more. That's why two. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. It's not told. Kirtanam Sravanam Vishnu. The life begins, spiritual life begins with Sravanam. Sravanam is very, very important. So hearing is the only way Krishna can help us. That's why Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Sukadev Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna is always trying to help us. Gajendra is also telling, my dear Lord, you are trying to help me again and again. But we are not accepting your help. Krishna told, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja. But we are not willing to accept that instructions. But Krishna does not become angry. Because Krishna is a great person. He is not provoked by the provoking situations. So much anger he should develop, right? He is trying to help in so many ways. He enters into every atom of the material existence. Even he resides in the body of a dog and hog. How much compassion he has to do that. In every species of life he is there. Not in every species of life, in every atom he is there. Every universe is there. So by that he is trying to help us. But his help has to be taken up. And when he fails to help, so he sends his most powerful agent of help, that is sadhus. So sadhu sangha is the most important part of our life. And who is most unfortunate? Even after receiving this human form of life, if he does not meet a sadhu, his life is very unfortunate. So therefore, what is the meaning of sadhu sangha? Sadhu sangha means hearing the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the essence of sadhu sangha. And when we do that, then we develop bhakti in our heart. That's why it is said, sadhu sangha is the birthplace of bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada has established this Hare Krishna movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to provide sadhu sangha at every nook and corner of the world so that people can get the opportunity to associate with the sadhus and make their human form of life a great success. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bo. So questions are allowed? Okay. Time is up for breakfast, but if you want to ask some question, you can ask. Yes, Prabhuji. No cordless mic? Okay, you can speak.
My question is that this leela took place because of Yasodhara being insulted by
what?
He was cursed and him. So my question is this, that first, Muni, Agastya Muni, there are many Munis, and to achieve that title of Muni means that one is a very, very, very elevated individual. And all of these personalities, they are first to be invited to the sacrifices held in the heavenly planets by the demigods as such. But in the case of Agastya Muni being insulted, he cursed in Guru. And Vrivarsa Muni is another example that you mentioned of Rika Muni, how he contrived different ways to come to his conclusion who is the most supreme. But we are taught that this sense of pratista or pride is one of the first things that we should give up. So these persons or munis, they are the most elevated. Why did they become offended at such trivial, small things?
Yeah, very interesting question. That's why you should read the section of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. So that's why there is a difference between Muni and a pure devotee. So Ambarish Maharaj is glorified. So one of the quality of the Brahmana that they become angry and curse. But pure devotees, they don't curse. So Ambarish Maharaj did not angry. So there is a difference is there. But they are highly elevated also. We should not, why they are angry. Just like Indra is a very elevated position. Indra is always disturbed if someone does some Ashwamedha Yajna. As soon as someone does Ashwamedha Yajna, his chair, chairs of Indra starts shaking and he gets agitated that my position will go away. So those who are those who are attached to material position, they get disturbed when their position goes away. And respect is a little subtler. So when someone expects respect, when they are not respected, they become angry. A pure devotee should transcend the platform of the munis and transcend of the... come to the level of pure devotional service. But they should become angry. They should become also angry seeing others are insulted. He should not become angry by he being insulted. Nityananda Prabhu, he tolerated that, but Mahaprabhu did not tolerate. So that's also there. We should not tolerate the insult of other devotees. Okay. So by this we should understand that etiquette, sadhachar, is very, very important. That's why spiritual life begins with sadachar. Achar, then vichar, then prachar. So when we practice sadachar, then we are eligible to understand the conclusion of the Vedas. We can do vichar. And when we are both in achar and vichar, then we can do prachar. We can propagate. So it's very, very important. So etiquette is very, very important. And Mahaprabhu has given so much importance to respect people, marjada. So giving respect to the people is very, very important. Balaram also became very angry. Ramaharshana. So, like that. When you don't know how to respect, even Lord also becomes angry. We should be very careful how to deal with seniors, respected persons. Okay? He is holding mic. Okay.
Those who have money, after leaving their body, so which planet they
should go to? Krishna knows that. How we can decide? So depends if someone is very highly elevated in Sattvaguna, they go to Brahmaloka, Mahaloka, there are different planets. More you become highly elevated in gunas, so more passion and ignorance reduces, you go to the upper planetary system. Bhurloka, then Bhuvarloka, Sargaloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, then ultimately the supremely goodness person goes to Brahmaloka or Satyaloka. And when there is no tinge of passion and ignorance, you enter into Vaikuntha planet. Depending on their consciousness, they will achieve the planets. Okay? So our goal of life is not to become Muni, the goal of our life is to become Mahamuni. Sukadeva Goswami is Mahamuni. The Muni of the Munis.
Thank you for the nice class. You gave an example, five fingers. We should pray first for our near ones. But Ajendra, in this situation, he prayed first for himself. So.
No. He was glorifying the Lord. You see the prayers. So there are four other aspects also prayer. It's not absolute thing. That first glorification. But prayer should begin with glorification of the Lord. So Gajendra did that. First prayer is glorification. Okay?
Hare Krishna Guru, very nice lecture delivered by you. So you told five levels of prayer and the small.
Not five levels, five aspects.
Five levels also. The smallest finger represents the prayers for ourselves. First, we have to pray for the others. You told the thumb represents the prayers for the others. That is the high level. And the lowest level is to pray for ourselves. You told. My question is, when we sing or we pray, Krishna, Krishna, He, Keshav, Keshav, Raksha, Maam, and Ram, Raghav, Pahi, Maam, is this the lowest level?
No, I told, different way I explained, that when we pray, we should pray for others before we pray for ourselves. That is the one way to become more broad-hearted. Because a devotee does not care for himself, he cares for others. That is the mood. So that is the mood I tried to explain. It's not an absolute thing that you cannot pray for yourself. You can pray for yourself also. But those who are very advanced, they don't pray for themselves. Because they know that Krishna is protecting them. They don't care for their protection. But it's also Mahaprabhu has prayed, Rakshamam also is there, no problem with that. Depending on our level. We cannot do this artificially. It's not an artificial business. More you come closer to Krishna, more you care for others. That is a symptom. You become more selfless. Yeah, no problem. Just like Prabhupada said that I want to go back home, back to Godhead. It's a good prayer. But gopis, they don't pray that. Mahaprabhu never prayed like that. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kobitang ba jagadisha kamaya, mama janmane janmaneshare. They don't want liberation also. But for that, we don't want liberation. First, we have to be liberated, no? If I say I give up all the money of Reserve Bank of India, when you got that, then you will give up. So we should pray according to our level. We cannot artificially do that. That's a disclaimer thing you have to understand, that our prayer will manifest according to our level. But at least we pray.
And like Prahlad Maharaj asked that everybody be saved first.
Yeah, first he told his father.
His father, my father is the biggest demon, save him.
So
this is a much higher level of prayer.
When Dhobha Maharaj was going, he said, where is my mother? So a devotee, naturally they think for others. But if we are selfish, no problem. At least selfish wise, pray for our spiritual upliftment.
Self-preservation.
Yes. It's not good.
I'm praying for myself right now, so sometimes I may think about everybody else, but I'm worried about me.
Because he has understood the technique.
Yes. Yes. What happens when you are completely confident that you are protected? Then you don't have to pray because you know you are protected. But we don't know we are protected or not. So you have to pray. My dear Lord, please, I am reminding you, please protect me. But your devotees, they are protected, so they don't care for themselves. Kunti Devi, see the level of our prayers. But we cannot artificially do that. But we should know different levels. So asking for our protection is a normal prayer. It's standard. To Nisingadeva we pray for protection of our Hare Krishna movement, protection for the devotees, protection for ourselves. That's normal. Okay? So we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bhava.